It is 8:39, 68 degrees here on this Monday edition of Palmetto Mornings on WRHI's 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Ashley Lang.
And I'm Tyler Cupp.
Tyler is also with us.
I've hit my cue time.
You're good.
Just a little, little off that time.
You're good. Well, of course, we know tomorrow is a big day in the state of South Carolina. It is the day that we are all going to hit the polls to vote in the Republican primary, or at least we're hoping that you are going to hit the polls. And we are now joined with Allison Mallard, who is the Public Information Officer for the Board of Voter Registration and Elections of York County. I think you have the longest title of anyone that we talked to, but that's okay. We're so glad you're here, Allison.
Good morning.
Good morning. We want to start with, we have gotten some information over the weekend, overnight, that some of the polling places or where you will normally go to vote have changed. First, tell us why that's happening and what people need to do to figure out if that's one of them that it's going to impact.
Sure. So we had to make the decision to combine some of the polling locations for different precincts. Okay. We did not wind up with enough workers. People who were assigned had reasons that they had to drop out, and then we just wound up with not enough people to legally open, because we have a legal minimum for locations. So when we combine the precincts into one location, we can meet that legal minimum.
How many registered voters do we have in York County, or the state for that matter? And about how many workers does it take to normally work one of these polling places?
So in York County, we have a little over 216,000 people. So y'all, that's a lot of people. And we have 100 precincts. So, you know, averages out a couple thousand per precinct. It's not really that even. But so it takes a minimum of one person who is a clerk, who is a highly trained person who understands the law and how the process goes, and then a minimum of two poll managers who support that clerk. So you cannot open a polling location without three.
That still seems low.
It does.
Yes.
We have some really large precincts that have, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 people in them that vote at a single location. Well, they need quite a few just to manually process moving folks through securely and, you know, conscientiously and kindly. I mean, we want to make sure that the day is a great experience for everybody who works. We originally had a little over 400,000 people who had indicated that they were available for this day, and many of those, about a third of those, dropped out even up as of this morning.
Okay. So what do people now need to do? Well, I guess this is a twofold question. Number one, if people are listening to this and they say, hey, maybe I can help, is it too late for them to do that?
Yes.
Okay.
It really is. And I know people are like, oh my goodness, you know, we're in an emergency situation. It would be hard for me to get them processed and trained, because our folks are required to have training. And there are a lot of laws associated with elections, and we need to make sure that people have completed their oaths and that they understand the constitutionality of it, those types of things. Today is a little late. If it's someone who has previously worked, maybe in last year's municipal, that would be great if they could, because they understand the process and have been it, and we could do a different type of training. If folks are interested in signing up to be a poll manager, you know, we are always encouraging. I mean, I have a really, really long list. They just need to understand it's a commitment.
Okay. And what do voters for tomorrow need to do to make sure that their precinct or their polling place is not affected? And if it is, where to go?
Right. Well, the very first thing that voters need to do if they have moved is to update their address. Voters may only vote where they are registered. if you've moved to a new neighborhood and you go to vote with your neighbor, you can't vote there if you didn't update your address. So voters need to update their addresses at scvotes.gov and make sure that they go to where they are registered. Aside from that, scvotes.gov is also the place where you can check where your polling location is for tomorrow. There have been there were some initial precinct combinations that voters received a postcard about the move. Again, the ones last week was called an emergency move because the situation had changed where we just couldn't legally open them. So scvotes.gov, you can look at where you vote, where your polling place is. You can look at your sample ballot. Most of Rock Hill only has two races on it. It's a quick ballot. I voted in about 11 seconds.
Okay.
You just bring your screen up and you touch them and then away we go. It is a Republican primary. When the Democratic candidates filed back in March, none of them had opposition, so the ones that filed automatically went to the November ballot. In South Carolina, people do not register by party, so anyone who is an eligible registered voter may vote in this primary.
Okay. We are speaking with Allison Mallard, who is the Public Information Officer for the Board of Voter Registration and Elections in York County. Got it. What advice do you give to voters tomorrow? What do they need to bring? And any advice, any last minute tips and tricks?
Well, the number one thing is make sure you're going where you're registered to vote. Two, make sure that you registered to vote by May 10th. That was the deadline. That you have a valid South Carolina or federally issued photo ID. If you don't have one of those, you can come by our office and I will take your picture. I take a lot of pictures of our voters, and we will make you a voter registration card with a photo on it because that is a South Carolina issued ID. Just make sure you have that ID. Those are the big three, that you're registered on time, that you have the appropriate identification, and that you are at the location where you are registered.
And, of course, that you bring your own snacks, water, chair, if you think you're going to need it, because y'all cannot do that for voters who are showing up.
We can provide you nothing but a great experience as you move through the voting process.
And a sticker at the end of the process.
And a sticker.
What do you want to tell people about at 7 o'clock when the polling places close? How fast is this going to take? Do we need to pack our patience? Is this something that's going to trickle down quickly? What would you want to tell the voters there?
So the law for the end of day is that the last voter who was in line at 7 p.m. has an opportunity to vote. That means if there are 300 people in line at 7 p.m., the person who is last in line when the clock strikes 7, and we have what I call the poll manager caboose, that person will go and stand in the line and they will direct people who were not in line at 7 that they cannot vote that day. The results will be available dependent upon that, because the polling location must close and the information from the precincts must get to us in York in order for us to display the results. Don't be expecting to get results before 9:30 tomorrow night.
Okay. All right. That's good advice. So 9:30. So it's not like don't go head to on social media or your computer at 7:01 to see who won. We're not going to have those numbers then.
Right. The result tapes that come from each of the locations will be posted as soon as that polling location is closed. If someone wants to physically be in that space and look at the tape with those results, you will have the results for that single location. We just have to get all 100 of them before we can have. And there'll be unofficial results tomorrow night because we have a hearing on Thursday where our board will rule and certify the election.
Okay. And there is a race here in York County that very well could, I'm not saying it's going to, but it very well could, and that is, of course, the sheriff's position, have a runoff. So what do you want to tell the voters, and about that and what that will look like when we will go to do that final vote.
We won't know if there is a runoff until after the certification on Thursday. If there is a runoff, the same process will be open. Anyone will be eligible to vote in the runoff that is an eligible registered voter. They are not linked. Even though it's a primary, because it's a single primary, they are not linked. I know we've had a lot of calls about, well, if I didn't vote in the primary, can I vote in the runoff? Yes, you may.
Okay. All right. So tomorrow, the polls open at
7 a.m.
And they close at?
When the last voter after 7 p.m. has voted.
All right. So thank you. Or Tyler, did you have
one more
question?
No, I just had one quick one. The early voting numbers, we talked briefly about that. Will those numbers be in before 9:30? Will people be able to see the early voting tallies yet?
So the law states that no results can be shared prior to 7 p.m. So at 7 p.m. tomorrow night, we will be able to post absentee results and early voting results.
Okay. Very good.
So you'll see them. So we really have, if you look at it, 101 precincts, because those are considered separate precincts in the world of math. So those two, yes, will be available a little after 7, because legally we can, you know, have those. I mean, we are not allowed to see any results either until after 7. Mm. So nobody knows.
All right. Well, happy voting. Again, polling starts tomorrow at 7 a.m. and ends after the last voter, gets done voting, that's in line at 7 p.m. Again, this was Allison Mallard, who is the public information officer for the Board of Voter Registration and Elections for York County. And if you have any other questions or concerns, tips for tomorrow's election day, you can go to yorkcountygov.com. Thank you so much for being with us today,
Thanks.
Allison.
Thanks.